Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I do want to make a quick announcement. If you live in the Sugar Hill, Georgia area, if you're in the northeast side of Atlanta, we'd love to invite you to join us each and every Sunday. Our new service times are at 9:30 and 11. And so if you haven't been back recently, we'd love to see you. Or if you've never been at all, please visit the website sugarhill.church. There's a place to plan a visit where we will do everything we can to make it easy and just a wonderful experience for you. Well, recently I ran across an article that had three questions to ask ourselves about our feelings. Listen to what 1 Peter 4 verse 2 says. It says, "From now on, then, you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires." Human desires is one of the ways that you can describe your emotions and maybe even your affections. They're a part of our lives. They're important for us. But once we become somebody that says, "I want to follow Jesus, I want to be like him, I want to apprentice under him," we're to be controlled by what God wants, not by how we feel. So as you think about that, listen to 1 Peter 4, 2 again. It says, "From now on, then, you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires." And so there's going to be moments where we feel our feelings. We're going to be angry or upset. We're going to be frustrated. Whatever those moments are, here are three great questions to ask yourself as you're trying to dial into what God wants. Question number one, what's the real reason I'm feeling this? What's the real reason I'm feeling this? It may be that you've got fear underneath the surface. It may be that you're a worrier. Maybe it's something that is connected to something that somebody said a long, long time ago about you. And now when somebody comes close to saying that same thing, it triggers something inside of you. So what's the real reason I'm feeling this? The second question that I think is so great is it true? Is it true? In other words, your feelings are real, but they're not always right. In fact, there's a point in the Bible in the Old Testament when Elijah gets so discouraged. He goes to God and complains, and he says, "God, am I the only one in the entire nation of Israel that's left serving you?" And God pushes back in a paraphrase sort of way, says, "Are you kidding me? I've got people who are serving me, not just you." And so his feelings were real, they just weren't right. The third question is what I'm feeling, is it actually helping me or is it hurting me? Is it helping me or is it hurting me? In other words, will you get to the place you want in your life by feeling that way? There's a lot of feelings that are wonderful. There's a lot of great feelings and emotions, but there are some that are actually self-defeating. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you feel like you're being driven by your feelings, be reminded of the scripture that we're to be controlled by God's will, not our own desires. And then as you begin to think about your feelings, ask these questions. What is the real reason I'm feeling this? Is it true? And is it helping me or is it hurting me? Don't let them control you. Choose to deal with how you feel. Manage your emotions today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekly podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button.